This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 6th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is agency procedure following the submission of probable cause briefs by the Office of General Counsel. And I will turn to Commissioner Walther.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This procedure covers an item that wasn't previously covered in our procedural, either in the statute or the regs. When we get close to the probable cause stage and the recommendation is made to find or not to find probable cause, the respondent has the opportunity to file a brief. And then at that particular point, depending on whether or not we have a probable cause hearing, if we have a probable cause hearing, then the general counsel will then give us notice as to whether or not it intends to continue with its recommendation or to withdraw it. If we don't have a hearing, the recommendation occurs after the respondent's brief in reply to the Office of General Counsel's brief. Our history has been, though, on occasion the General Counsel will provide us with additional comments in the way of arguments or maybe a factual discussion supporting their recommendation that it is whether or not to go ahead or not. And the question has arose as to whether or not the respondent would have the opportunity to provide some reply to what the Office of General Counsel does. What this does is simply say that at the conclusion of the hearing, if the Office of General Counsel wants to proceed with the recommendation and accompanies that with a memorandum of some kind and provides new facts or new laws or makes new arguments that were not previously covered, the respondent has the opportunity to request the commission to provide the commission with its own discussion with respect to those new legal facts or new legal arguments or facts that are discussed. And at that particular time, it's up to the commission to decide whether or not to grant that request. If the commission grants it by 4 votes, then the respondent has the opportunity to file that document. With that, I would move approval of Agenda Document 1153A.
Mr. Walther, I'll ask you
subject to any technical and conforming changes that might be proper to provide by the Office of General Counsel.
I'll ask you to hold your motion for just a moment because we made a procedural mistake. We need to do our late submitted document motion so that your revised draft is properly before us. Vice Chair Hunter?
Thank you. I move to suspend the rules for the timely submission of documents in order to consider agenda document numbers 1153A and 1158A.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Thank you to the Secretary for reminding us, and again, my apologies for procedural.
I hereby repeat that motion.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? I want to thank my colleague for his efforts on this procedure. This has been a priority for you, Commissioner Walther, and I appreciate your work on this over the past weeks and for working with your colleagues and OGC to refine the document. I know this has taken a little bit longer than you would have liked to, but I appreciate your patience, and I think the final product is worth the wait, and I'll be happy to vote for your motion. Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0.